Hello, hi, how you doing tonight? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I'd say probably vote.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress more to focus on for each. I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. And you can use a number between 0 and 10. Protecting voting rights in democracy. 0 to 10.
Probably an 8.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. 0 to 10.
Six.
Thank you. Making college more affordable. 0 to 10.
I'd say that's a 6 also.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
What was that again?
Banning tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, 0 to 10.
I'd say about 8.
Thank you. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Oh, probably about a 90.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
Yeah, probably 85.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100.
Probably 75.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
Want to give that to me again, please?
Sure. I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug... authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. Sugar of 10.
I'm going to go with like a 5.
Okay, thank you. Authorized and prescription medication, sugar of 10.
Authorizing. In what context are they authorizing prescription medicine?
Doesn't say, it just says authorized and prescription medication. This is something that the FDA should be focusing on. That's what it's saying. Do you think it's not at all important, somewhat important, most important? And I believe that it has to do with, you know, prescription medication like insulin and all that, you know, prescription medication.
Yeah, I would say that's about a 7 then.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages, 0 to 10.
Probably a 3.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition, 0 to 10.
Probably a 6.
Thank you. Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Give the question again, please.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Give that to me again, please.
Yes, sir. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose. Strong.
Somewhat strongly. Strongly. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Benefit or harm?
Long run, harm.
Much more harm or somewhat harm?
Somewhat
more harm. I'm sorry?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues are a lot more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, do you feel it is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on harm reduction and approach to focus on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can quit or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products? The other one is prohibition and approach to focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you think is a better approach? The harm reduction or the prohibition?
I don't know.
Okay. We have an answer. I can put that. You say you don't know? That's
said, I don't know.
Okay. Wow, hold on. Something went wrong here. Give me 1 second. Okay. The computer is slowing down on me. I don't know why.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. This is bad. Oh, man. Come on. Wow. It's saying loading, but it's not loading. Okay, let's try it again. This is weird here. Never happened before. Huh. Okay. The computer's slowing down. Here it is. Okay, let's see what happened below. Okay, here we go. Okay. Alright, now I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, regular cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, so about concern, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
I would be very concerned with that.
Thank
happening.
You.
Yep.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund for government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Repeat the question, please.
Sure. More dangerous products flooding the market at illegal cigarettes and the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. This happens if it's a ban, that's what they're saying. It will be more
right.
Dangerous products coming
yep.
in. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
I'd be very concerned if that would happen, yes.
Thank you. And by the way, we're already at 60%. We're almost done. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 1, 0, 10. Do you agree with that statement? 0, 10.
I agree. 10.
Thank you. The other statement is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10.
I would say I would agree probably about an 8.
Thank you. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Moving right along. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of what you send on this mass, do you think banning this products for adults 21 and all brings more benefit or more harm to you, to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
More harm.
Somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products like, for adults? Or would you have, or will it have no impact on your decision of who you, or who to vote for?
I would be less inclined.
Okay, so much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, soda, yes or no?
Yes.
Heat, not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
What was that one?
Heat, not burn tobacco products. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either. I do smoke, but I don't recognize what you're talking about there.
Okay, then it's no then, because I don't know what it is. I can't even explain it. Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
What or spirits?
Liquor or spirits.
No.
Coffee, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products, yes or no?
Yes.
Beer, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
Yes.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Wine, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And we almost done, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Thank you. You're a high school graduate, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? Thank you.
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Yes or no? Applies to you or someone in your household?
I'm a union member, was, yes.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess I'd describe it now as suburban. It was rural 20 years ago, but it's more suburban now.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a great night. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Welcome.